birthday, which coincided with the fall equinox.
Did that make any sense?
None at all. I didn't even know what the fall equinox was.
Supposing to sacrifice Jesse too?
He didn't.
It was part of a satanic ritual.
The effect was exactly the opposite. When they actually held the demonstration in Chicago, very few people showed up.
Children came to a church to rest, and it was there that we were betrayed to the Spaniards. I, my wife, Micaela, my sons, Ippolito and Fernando, my uncle, my brother-in-law, betrayed and captured, and brought before Arechi, the visitador.
So you did not believe me, Tupac. I meant every word. Are you ready to hear your sentence?
Spare my wife and my children. If you are a Christian, you will free the innocent.
Tupac Amaru, it is my sentence that your tongue be cut out of your mouth. That mute and bleeding, you witnessed the execution of your wife. Son, your son, your mouth. You witnessed the execution of your wife.
Satan and satanic rituals, does that make any sense to you?
I remember a comment Max Lerner made in a column dealing with these books. And he said Americans hitherto had lacked a sense of tragedy. And he thought that possibly the first enormous interest in the Civil War and then beginning in this year with the interest in World War I was they were beginning to acquire it.
One of my kids the other day had read a bit of your book, Mrs. Tuckman. He had read especially the opening section and the closing section. And he said that he's a curious phrase, and I wonder if I would be pushing the table too far if I wondered whether you went along with him. He said that what struck him was that in World War I, the world went mad, and that now the world is mad so far as he's concerned.
We'll be right back. never fired XM Astros. Z less damage number E plus X8 and YXRW 25 equals 60JQR, L, and PF2YQ, drop accent. X backslash 4% less than 2Z tail and 4BN drop accent GPBN. You may FC4WA and CONR3QIC8 and slash 40.
To do. And some of the titles are arresting, I think. How to Load an M1, Handbook for Survival in a Rubber Raft, A Beginner's Guide to Loran, Long-Range Navigation, or An Introduction to Amphibious Assault Landings. And some of the titles are arresting, I think.
This informant, paid by police, using taxpayers' dollars to continue his felony drug habit, was the link that allowed the police to raid a private farm. A working farm, a farm where honest Americans make their living. Now the government, in its haste, has hired an army of criminals whose allegiance to the truth is at best questionable.
Mr. Rodman, it's a shame that your client didn't use as much sense in choosing what he planted as he did in choosing his attorney. But lately, the only variation that I'm hearing in your argument is the name of your client. Now, you can stand here all day, and you can argue the ins and outs of Illinois versus Gates, but you're not going to convince me that our government has not sanctioned the use of anonymous informants. Furthermore, there is no sacred protection of property rights in our country. You grow marijuana on your farm, be it an ounce or an acre of plants, that farm can be seized, and that farm can be sold.
Now the world is mad, so far as he's concerned. He quoted Dean Ruff's statement about the Cuban crisis, that we stood eyeball to eyeball with Khrushchev, and I thought I saw his eye flinch. And he's all mad, and World War I, the world we live in is mad, and World War I seems to him the beginning of madness. Now, this, of course, is pushing your point about rationality and end of hope and end of progress and so forth pretty far. But this is the way it looked to an 18-year-old kid. Who was interested in this?
Mm-hmm. Of course, the human race has been at this type of badness for ever since we know anything about it.
Well,
so it's nothing so extremely new. But it certainly hit us, my generation, who sort of was got schooled in the in all the optimism of the 19th century. The war was a terrific crash. It was a real shocker, just the fact that it could exist.
And had it ever been mad in the sense I was thumbing through Stallings, pictures, which seem quaint and not very good pictures, but they are the first pictures I can recall seeing in this tremendous massacre. Has the world ever been mad in that sense before?
Often, I think.
On a scale?
It's been the scale, but it was much larger.
It was the result of weapons.
The instinct was the same.
But what are the figures? There are about 10 million, aren't they? Totally dead in the war? Some figures
go as high as 30 million.
Proportion-wise, I'm sure the 30 years' war in the 17th century massacred whole towns and villages. They would be wiped out.
Lean over and actually solo that individual channel to audition it, but I'm actually going to use the channel matrix over here.
Up town in Brussels. Yankee pig nut swindle shocks parliament. Sultan insulted in mele mele. Giant green cheese stolen.
All that remained of Shaw's wonderful brilliance of aphorism and ideas in the end was to see these people make a point which was very blunt and reinforce the point by the sharpness of the twitching of their noses, and I'm afraid that with many of them, that's all that remains in 40 years.
I hope you were proof against this kind of imitation.
I was born with a snub nose. I can't do anything about it.
That mute and bleeding, you witnessed the execution of your wife.
Three 3,000 that they really and truly expected, probably no more than 400 or 500 actually arrived.
G9UN less than IPSM L8.
H plus JPDL. E backslash plus PDL. E backslash equals E backslash EQIX plus S3 apostrophe 5EVB87YZF5M6 plus asterisk. NW6W dollars percent and carat 4AWTSM.8 backslash U carat and POW dollars PUTP less than backslash 0.
Flaw. If you could stay in the middle of the floor in the post, if you could stay in on a drive, you have so many options. You can pass right, you can pass left. You can pass to the interior, you can pass to the other interior. To the interior, you can pass to the other interior. You see the court. We call that opening up the window.
In our phone room, we have David Grattan, president of EC Media at ecmediainc.com. David, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thank you. EC Media, I've always said this to everyone who listens to me, creates some of the coolest websites I've ever seen in my entire life. Tell us about the company.
Thanks, Sean. The company was formed with me and two of my partners a year and a half ago, and we generally were focusing in on, at the time, streaming media. We thought that this was something that we wanted to move into, and then we quickly realized that streaming media was just one small piece of the whole sort of media, or what we call rich media puzzle. And we quickly evolved into what we like to fondly call ourselves QuickTime App Users, which was something that we got called by some software engineers at Apple.
Yeah, you guys definitely do abuse QuickTime, and in a good way, obviously.
Yeah.
Why has EC Media chosen QuickTime as their media of choice?
It's because of what you can do. And it's simply what we started off with a vision of we want to create certain types of experiences, and experiences, media experiences that are geared for the internet versus media experiences that are geared for TVs.
No sense leaving them big doors open. Look at them, mother. Oh. That's a little cozier now.
I'll just leave the waste bags inside. Hey, Tweety? Hey, where are you?
Over here. Look. Surprise! Better.
Renting the curtain of the starry night descends bold Pegasus from distant flight. Hail explorer, hero, friend, welcome back to Brother Earth again. How appropriate these innocuous words seem beside the big thrill you must feel as you return down home after 20 long and short years, Mark. And what a similar thrill your real friends and employers would feel if they could be with you now in person. Only the inchoate passage of time has rendered this impractical. Here, however, through the miracle of interloid crystal memory and Bolterama, I am honored to introduce your old chief, Intendant General George Gorgon, commander of the space agency, retired.
My version. Welcome back to the blessed blue world, Mark. That's right. We're still waiting for you down here. And all of us, officers and employees alike, will be so proud and relieved when you make it home. Well, my boy, heaps of changes have gone right on by in the course of time since 79. So I'll expect you'll have a lot to catch up on in your personal life. And so we won't keep you waiting here too long. I know what a fistful of pressure you've been under out there.
Looks real, don't it?
And of course, your back pay and a bonus is waiting for you.
I don't.
As well as one heck of a U-Sync service pension plan. I want to recommend it to you. Not to mention a tour with the Active Duty Retirement Corps. So, at ease, Mark.
CGR equals VA greater than letter. Slash CG5 apostrophe K3M QB 7% YI6 slash TPR 0 HP period A. I carat R percent. X C less than. Backslash R K equals R and L and S less than K asterisk cat slash K.
There is no sacred protection of property rights in our country. You grow marijuana on your farm, be it an ounce or an acre of plants, that farm can be seized. That farm can be seized. And that farm can be sold.
W-2-M-L-E-5 number N-T-A-W. 6-Q-U-W-N-I drawbacks are in 10-U-9 dollars, $7 equals number, carat. GV number dollars J less than 3Z equals VP.
Solo up the track and let's play it through and see how it sounds. Now we can see underneath there was another sound effect there originally. In fact, this picture track has been recut or re-edited. So we need to resync and tighten up that sound effect to the new pictures.
Good afternoon, good term day, and Weisses Kunstfleischling, which is a mixture of Turkish and Icelandic, but not of Earth origin. Except I forgot part of the accent package, and my body posture's all wrong, so please excuse difficulty to transmit. Because this is the Big Z House, and if there's one thing we all know how to forgive around here, and I'm not even talking about the little flies you know nothing about on the laundered end of this thing. New metaphysics. On a substrate of its own right now. Of course, that could change as life rolls on. Not a bad thing, I wouldn't think. course, we know nothing else but the unrock rolling on of the organism. Adam Newton, yet to be penetrated by flaming corpus, but will be ready to join in when that manifests. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, attached to the rear end of that, as I have just demonstrated for you. Don't say the communication around here ain't clear. 90.3 FM message number unit statements. Self referring statements at that. Nobody's going to say we're not alive. Of course, life is up for grabs today. It's been grown illegally all through the urban substrate and sprawling piles of detritus building up everywhere. It's a pandemic, anemic, urban problem, especially by the disease specialty people who really need the disease to get up every morning. It's a big war, you might say. It's a conflict, a battle, dynamic. It's binary, all right. Especially in these days, at the tail rear end of SAM. Especially on planet Earth here. In the binary construct, reappearing and disappearing quickly all around us. Whatever around means. There's many realities where there is no around. Just picture it for a minute. But there are elements in our populace, right here in our civilization, at home, on the home front, questioning life itself, and not quite especially in a good way either, I might add, the backside. On the internet, heaping hot chunks of stream for you. Take a big inhale, my friends. If you got the bandwidth and the chest hairs for the job. All the different kinds of phone company circling our wagons around them are raising the prices madly because they were monopolies, and now that they're not, they don't know how to speak the mother tongue. Even here on Earth, the rates are going up. But, you know, it's like sweet candy licked off of human flesh. Once you've had some, well, kind of tough to go back to Des Moines in the morning.
ZWLO at V0O$Z 8 plus $ NDUGT at V and backslash Z.
Senses, perhaps beginning with sight, or perhaps with sound, or maybe with a gentle fragrance that you smell all around. Gently open your senses. Thank you. wonderful place of receiving, smeared with ash. Once again, the release. Let go of the fear. Let go of the fear. Suspend it. And we will help you. If you will imagine, just pretend, a tiny speck of light, as we say, no more than that of firefly, no more than a glint in the corner of your eye, no more than a spark of a sparkler at a celebration in July.
Saying is, it never seems like anyone ever says anything that admires them. Like, we all look at each other and nod with these responses that we've been trained to make, you know. Responses, not real responses.
Well, social conventions, you know, like phony, fake smiles, surface bullshit. I mean, do I ever just say, hey, I'm uncomfortable in this crowd.
No, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing either.
I know you're afraid, and that's okay, you know, because...
Hello, fucking... Exactly. We act like we have all the answers, and we're totally invincible,
like
it seems, and their parents before them.
Excuse me, I'm sorry that I have to be the one to say this, but it's fucking bullshit. For instance, I know that you jack off to Caroline every night instead of Vanessa, who you're supposed to be in love with. Whatever that, don't even get me started on that convention, because I mean, think about it. What is that convention? We're just this random collection of self-interest, and all of a sudden we just decide that we're just gonna walk two by two down the fucking aisle to, you know, Noah's Ark.
Actually, for your information, when I jerk off, I'm not just thinking about Caroline, I'm thinking about you with Caroline. So how about that?
Baby, that is what I'm talking about. Sarcasm. Always fucking sarcasm. You know, you're afraid, and you think that if you admit that people will think that you're weak, or, you know, they won't like you, or whatever it is you think that will happen. But
can you just, like, can you just shut up for 1 second and listen to yourself?
What?
Because you are so fucking right.
I'm so fucking high.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Why don't we, like, change this thing, this social pattern or whatever?
Why don't we?
I'm being different, you know?
Yeah. But then why are you even talking about it?
No, but we're making it, like,
then,
like,
no, but here's the thing. You're like, why don't we do something? Why don't you do something, Vanessa?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Seth, is you do it.
No, but
yourself,
what I'm saying is if you knew it,
then,
you wouldn't even
Vanessa,
say it.
I'm serious.
Well, obviously, it's embedded
in
us. That's what I'm saying.
Social pattern.
Okay,
what?
You know?
He's a doctor.
Wait, what kind of research?
Mapping the fucking pig genome. I call your dad. He's a neurosurgeon.
I can't call my dad. Fucking 3 a.m.
He's gonna fucking die right here on the floor if you don't do something.
No, he can't die here. The fucking floor. His parents are in Barbados.
Over the last 3 years, basically, people have been trying to replicate a TV model on the internet. And
that's
recovered this missile, but it would have been brought back, and then it would have been dissected either on the decks of the Normandy, you know, in some lab someplace. And the idea was to try to find out how they can better harden their missile against the device that brought it down. Now,
I think I made that point in somewhere at the beginning of my book, how, you know, all these modern countries, you know, progress, Stalin, you could probably talk to Russians today. You know, there's still Russians around who think Stalin was okay. And if you ask them, why do you say that? Didn't Stalin kill all these people? They wouldn't deny it, you know, but they'd say, but he brought Russia into the first rank of nations. He industrialized our country, right? There's always progress. You know, so the same thing with Columbus. Well, sure, Columbus killed all these, enslaved all these Indians, wiped them out, but look what he did, you know. And that notion of progress, that notion of estimating progress without considering the human cost of progress, I mean, that's what working people have dealt with all through their history. Everybody else has made progress on the backs of working people, at the cost of working people. And sure, the working people have been given some of that progress, right? Given little bits of that, you know, so that they can say they made progress too. But to talk about progress without estimating the human cost is not to say let's not have progress. It's not to say let's go back to the Stone Age. It's to say, sure, let's make progress. Let's have technological development. Let's have, you know, all these inventions. Let's have science develop. But let's do it carefully. Let's do it with a concern for what happens to human beings in the course of it all. So, anyway, those are some of the issues that to me are brought up by the Columbus story.
Did you see yourself as socially redeeming now?
Only in jail, in a weird kind of way. I didn't go in there for that reason, but I don't think I was bad for them in the long run.
Was it depressing to spend a lot of time?
No, it was not at all depressing to me. If I had to do it every day, I thought about that. If I went in there every day and that was my job, maybe. This was once a week. I look forward to it. I miss it. You know, I went back last week as a substitute teacher.
Did you ever think that if you turned out differently that you might have been in prison?
No, that's the whole reason the whole thing obsesses me, is because I could have been in there. I think that there was certainly a possibility that in my life I could have ended up in jail if I didn't have an outlet for the rage that the films gave me. Because everybody needs that outlet, and they didn't have one.
Plus Y percent MBF 6 MC asterisk TN and 5 TSRF drawbacks and 2 less than 5 plus 6 and 3 and asterisk JM 6 drawbacks and slash less than 03 RS number carat and U equals my number WYXT asterisk UW8 backslash carat YN W2 carat dollars 8 asterisk K asterisk R slash 7 J carat 2 G 6 Z M C 4 D O S 7 K.
listen and learn.
Oh, cut it, Coolio. I've had enough with the mouth and the language.
Connecting with your soul's reality, and that's what we gave a little taste of it in the process I did with you a few moments ago, that spiritual kinesiology example. An example in the book is just simple ones of people wanting to deal with very simple issues of frustration, anxiety, it can be addiction, even physical problems at times, and bringing in the soul's light to help them heal on a spiritual level, because the spiritual healing is really important for most healing we have, and it's an often forgotten element, even in sometimes psychology and medicine.
You get that in sociology. You don't get that in psychology. You don't even get that in biology.
One versus two. So here's our rule. We take the top man and we keep him in the tandem. We take this man and we play with one arm across his body, but able to get out. And now, Bob, what we do is we split the court like this. So here we are in a tandem. And they are like this. If the pass is made above this line, here we are trapping inside. If the pass is made, this man, the top man in the tandem, will close out. Let's talk about that. If this is a three-point shooter, we close all the way out, forcing him baseline. If it's not a three-point shooter, we stop about 8 feet away. That's your closeout. How about if the man is within the line? We still close out 8 feet away and stop the drive.
Glad to be with you.
Well, thank you. So let's talk a little first about ArtBeats and quality royalty-free stock footage products. What kind of stock are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about footage that has been shot, film cameras, and translated into digital form and put on CD-ROM. And by royalty-free, we mean that the person who buys the product and incorporates the footage into their commercials or their music videos or their production of whatever kind it is, they don't have to pay any other further royalties, which is kind of a new concept for the stock footage industry.
And physics is the most mathematical of all the sciences. So around the towering edifice of physics, the more frightened and uncertain of the sciences had gathered near her skirts. Now, what is physics telling us? Folks, hold your horses here. It turns out the cheerful world of billiard ball-like atoms winging their way through Newtonian space is in for serious revision.
We never heard of anything like this, ever.
And who was responsible for that phone call to the police?
Candace Young, my sister's therapist. My sister Rachel's psychologist called and said that Rachel had told her that we were going to make Jesse a human sacrifice on or before his birthday.
Joshua, I'm going to bring them across one more river into the promised land. But this time, before I close the river, I want you to get me one of each of the tribes of Israel. And I want them to get one stone apiece. And I want them to build a monument. Why not one man getting one stone? Because you'd have thought it was the chosen tribe. So get one of everything. Get one NAACP, one Urban League, one SCLC, one Nation of Islam, one Black Panther Party, one New Black Panther Party. Get one of everything and tell them, let's build this monument. Somebody said, we don't need no monument. We know how we got here. But God said, no, one day your children will ask, what do these stones mean? And you can tell them that when all hope was gone, when nobody was on our side, that God himself reached down and made a way out of no way, opened doors that no one can open, that lifted back the waves and made dry land in the middle of the sea. I come to Washington to tell you that you're impressed with the wrong things. These are just stones of where God brought us. When I was growing up in Brooklyn, there was a black tennis player named Althea Gibson. Mrs. King, she used to tell us how she had to sleep in the colored motel while the rest of the team slept downtown. But a few weeks ago, I took my daughters to see the Williams sisters play at Wimbledon. Stones of where God brought us. When I was growing up, the only thing a black could do on a golf course was caddy for the white golfers. But now the whole world waits for Tiger Woods to walk on the field every day.
Robinson season in Los Angeles this October, I think.
Most people like who in it?
We've got Don Murray, Mel Ferrer, and Buddy Ebsen.
It's a great story. Great story. Are you going to update it?
Oh, I'm bringing it up. It's going to be 1988, and I shall cause, I trust, great distress.
Have thrown away. Maybe it's a note card you received, or a business card, or something that is flammable, you'll see why in a bit, but also something that belongs to you that you're willing to give up. Maybe it's the pencil that you've been writing with for how long, etc., therefore wooden, lead, whatever. Maybe it's something of this sort that is inexpensive and that you're willing to, but it's something that belongs to you. It's important that it is yours. And the last thing to gather is something to make an offering, if you will, something you're willing to offer. Maybe you go out and walk for a while, and you look down and you see that particular leaf, or that particular flower, or that particular pine cone, or grouping of pine needles, or whatever. Yeah, that feels right. Find something in nature. Find something that you are willing to offer. Not to throw away. This isn't a sacrifice. This is an offering that I am providing. Something simple, certainly so, flammable, you'll see why, but something that you can offer.
I mean, even your radio show, right, has this active chat and this participation going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it creates this type of community. But for the most part, streaming video and any kind of video on the net has just been basically put it up on the server and dish it out. And people won't watch it. It doesn't matter if it's full screen on a 17-inch monitor. It's still an underwhelming experience compared to TV.
The weaponry that was available to them.
Yeah, but of course the weaponry was not available for this kind of...
But it isn't only the massiveness of the destruction, it seems to me, that is borne in on us by a look at Stalling's book again, or by your accounts. We're now confronting other civilizations for the first time on a large scale.
Socrates, who talked about inspiration and the muse as things more concrete and vivid than anything from their hidden pasts, and therefore had a natural predisposition to believe in the unseen.
High, and it's into the white light, and this attracts us.
Couples everywhere in space.
Out that these particles aren't even particles.
Eyes and spots of red on her cheeks. The long drawing room was always filled with musicians, and there was talk of rehearsals, solos, duets, quartets. Mother, gay and excited, always seemed to be dressing, going, receiving, rehearsing. It was a happy, tumultuous time.
However, you do have this great relationship with your computer, and the fact is that you have a keyboard, a mouse, you're sitting 12 inches away from it, and you can create an experience that is quite engaging. It can try to immerse the user and get a lot of feedback.
Because, you know, there is a major attack on the Bill of Rights underway in the guise of a so-called drug bill. And somehow the drug issue is even more frightening than communism, more insidious.
Here you have five things that you have collected, perhaps over a day or two, maybe over 3 or 4 days, however long. Five things. Now what you're going to do is get twine, or string, or some of you that have yarn or whatever. You're going to bundle. And what that means, for those that aren't fully clear, is you take, for example, one of the items, and you put a second item to it, and you tie it to it, wrapping the string around. Not tying nice knots and bows, etc., but perhaps you hold this piece of paper that is your magic paper to this particular twig, which is happens to be what you're willing to make as your offering. And you use the twine and you wrap it around so that it's now attached to it.
How old are you?
16.
Live with your parents?
Yes.
Parents still together?
Yes.
Do you work?
I volunteer.
Get between your kids, rub any way you can.
I volunteer. I read to blind people one day a week for 2 hours.
However, there's only, we've only found that we've been able to deliver that type of experience with QuickTime. One of our first sites that's, I guess, a year and a half old now, which still is very popular, is the old KellyBrock.com site. And it's still a very, very popular site. It gets about a million, just about a half a million hits a month now for an independent artist. And that's a site that we have a QuickTime movie that replicates the whole website in a single VR, which has movie in a movie, streaming audio, basically all the pictures, flipping pictures, launching to her email, all in a single QuickTime environment. It's very, very cool.
And I hope one day we can take America back. And that is why we're building this Gideon's Army. And we're headed for Armageddon to do battle for the Lord.
Excluded because the way the rules were set up, you didn't have enough in the polls, right? The 15% that you needed to qualify. And one of the reasons, before I let Mr. Nader answer, one of the reasons that they have those rules is, as I indicated to you before, you've got a whole bunch of third-party candidates and debates. I've moderated a few of them. The more people you have, the more out of control they get, and they don't really become debates. They just become, you know, minute and a half opportunities for people to spout a few lines, and then that's the end of the show. But go ahead.
Well, first of all, the 15% in the polls hurdle was a private decision by the two parties who ran the debate commission. It's vastly too high. Let's say they had a 2%. They had a 2%, there only been one additional candidate, me, qualifying. If they had a 1%, maybe Buchanan might have qualified. On the primaries, the Republicans had what, 6, 7 candidates on the primaries?
Yep.
That didn't disrupt things too much. And by the way, you could have multiple debates. You have some on this debate and some on that debate. Why do we ration debates? We don't ration entertainment.
Thank you.
not on that particular level, but I measure human beings when they come into the high spiritual level, and they all go into these high, high frequencies because each one of us have spiritual experiences.
What do you think? The plan was very simple. He needed me to pretend to be an expert on what else? Feng Shui. That way, he could take me into a series of homes owned by those people who formed the circle he so detested. In these people's self-projections, they appeared as colorful characters given distinct outlines by private areas of expertise. Admin, screenwriters, Wall Streeters, realtors, magazine editors. But really, they were nothing more than blind lemmings with the instinct to follow. And what they all seemed so eager to get behind was this new trend. They fancy themselves to have artistic sensibilities and or sympathies, who talked about inspiration and the muse as things more concrete and vivid than anything from their hidden pasts, and therefore had a natural predisposition to believe in the unseen. And if this unseen was given the weighty cultural imprimatur of 2,000 years of Chinese civilization, well, that was as good as gold.
Quite like that. We're certainly in a period in which the American Empire has come to an end. We've run out of money. We're $2 trillion in debt, and we are economically in great trouble.
Now, as these two are able to embrace that part of themselves, which is the part that is often referred to as the child, the loneliness that we experience. It's the part that we would hear, and that it really could open up to some new places. And when we take the risk, first we have to hear it. We have to know it comes from us, not from our child out there, or from someone else, another adult. We have to hear it. Then we have to be willing to acknowledge, yes, I do have this wish. Yes, I do feel bad. And according to most of the rules about adulthood, you're never supposed to complain. Because when you get to be an adult, everything is supposed to be right. And you're not supposed to complain or doubt or distrust or any of those things. Well, you know, when we grow up and we are taught this separation, which is what starts when we start speech, that no longer can we rely on just what our feelings are. We have to do what we're supposed to do. And the unfortunate part is that most of us have been taught the supposed to's are something that will lead us to illness, to relationships that are unsatisfying, will lead us to incompetence, and will lead us to, in extreme cases, to not make any sense.
I believe that if you do that for a living, you have to operate from a very narrow bandwidth of consciousness. You can't really be aware of all the negative ramifications of what it is that you do. If you are aware, you have to filter it through some skein of mischievousness or maliciousness or some kind of odd, twisted, inverted joy. I think if all of us were to take stock of our lives, especially if you were at the very bottom rung of the economic ladder, you wouldn't be able to go on. And so I thought that was a very accurate way of describing how these people, out of survival, you know, later, earlier on, in the book, I say that the character recognizes that he was stupid when he was doing those acts at the Port Authority restroom. His peers, but he recognized that it was a stupidity adopted for survival. And so I think that is very true of these people.
Load an M1. Handbook for Survival in a Rubber Raft, A Beginner's Guide to Loran, Long-Range Navigation, or An Introduction to Amphibious Assault Landings. I think this then explains why much of my generation was too old for F. Scott Fitzgerald. I mean, once again, we were otherwise occupied. As you know, the Fitzgerald Vogue continued, and it continues. By 1949, a naval officer's guide, Adjutant's A Naval Officer's Guide, was shelved in the Stanford Cooperative Bookstore under Hobbies, was between a book on nasturtiums and one on necromancy. But among the important books on the center table of the bookstore were Arthur Meisner's biography of Fitzgerald.
He told America that communism was under the bed. He was wrong. Ronald Reagan and George Bush tell America that drugs are in the living room, and they're right.
Descended. Sick headaches for mother. No more music, serious faces, tears, serious conversations between mother and grandmother and Aunt Addie. I heard grandmother say, "Emma, it's your duty." The letter had arrived from father. Mother must give up her music, her friends, her salaries, and her independence, and go to the Dakotas to join her husband and take up once more the ordeal of pregnancies.
And I'm going to say there's a lump of dirt. And I'm going to move the couch because it would look better over there. And look at all the lumps of dirt. And I'm going to peel back the carpet and dustbuster it or dustpan it up. And I'm going to deal with getting rid of the dirt. And that's what karma's about, your choice to clean house. Sometimes you bury these things for lifetimes. what karma is about, and there are many lessons that deal with your karma. And once learned, they can be released. Now, in your chauvinistic society that says either or, there's such a tendency to assume that if you're oppressed in this lifetime, it's because you were an oppressor in another lifetime. If you were raped or if you were abused, it's because you were a rapist and an abuser in a previous life. And if you are a tyrant, if you are a mean, terrible, rotten son of a so-and-so, it's because in some other lifetime people treated you that way. Very convenient, very not true, yes? Most often, sometimes it flip-flops, but most often it does not. If you're oppressed in this lifetime, it's probably because you were oppressed before. And if you're a mean so-and-so, it's probably because you were a mean so-and-so before. Because you don't often flip-flop, you most often keep repeating it until you wake up, until you get it right.
In school?
Yes.
Private?
Yeah.
How are your grades?
Third in my class.
What does that mean?
I volunteer. I read to blind people one day a week for 2 hours.
Live with your parents?
Yes.
Are parents still together?
Yes. Third in my class.
What does that mean?
Get A's, all A's.
Very simply, I'm now going to go in, choose the track itself. First of all, I'm going to solo it, again using the channel matrix. With the scrub wheel, find the very beginning of that sound effect. I'm going to mark a sync mark in that particular position and then simply go up, find the frame, and then using the actual single key functions that we now have on Pro Tools 5, we have the ability to snap to head or snap to sync point.
Example of a spectacular website is greenpeace.org/greatbear. Tell us about how that one came about.
Well, that one was very interesting. And that came off of the Kelly Bronx site, believe it or not. The producer of that this Great Bear project saw the Kelly Bronx site, and she came to us and said, "That's what I want." I go, "I want to bring my audience into the Great Bear Rainforest. I want them to experience it." And this is when, as you guys are Vancouverites, you'll know, is this is when there was all this pressure to stop logging in the Great Bear Rainforest. And so she wanted to create this site for Greenpeace. Now, with that, Greenpeace was a bit hesitant, actually, for putting QuickTime on their site. They weren't really sure. All these different arguments about, you know, do we want to put QuickTime? How many people have QuickTime? Whatever, blah, 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 blah. And we can get into that. But what we created was this environment where you got these VRs and partial VRs and these videos and these gorgeous images of photography. And we put it into this immersive experience where you basically fall into the Great Bear Rainforest. Well, that site, after all the hesitancy that Greenpeace International had, they basically doubled their traffic to their site within the week of that launch. And now it's actually crescendoed. It's not actually falling off. Normally a launch has a big peak and then falls off. In fact, it's crescendoing. It's getting picked up and picked up by more and more people. I encourage people to go visit that site. And they're now quadrupling the traffic they had before that site was on. And that's the very first QuickTime project they even put on the site at all, and it's enormous.
It is real. It is the hydrogen bomb of the third world.
You do? What else do you do?
I'm a national merit finalist. I'm on the IQ team and the math team. I'm in the Spanish club. I'm a thespian. I'm vice president of my class. I'm on the volleyball team.
$10 SHN, IN, and J4 plus and milligrams RHB dollars B percent at UKL equals 8S6E less than JVT asterisk 35R period 6 period percent.
KEF dollars 1% less than long number X dollars GCQ at GETR grab X and 38 plus 5ZZ C grab X and J 50 and G number U asterisk YNMA 85 hyphen BOO 44 Q8 at asterisk 1 L / FP plus NW SM asterisk PH dollar Q / BW.
lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesday I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars. He's okay, he sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Oh, Brennan, and I thought you were so
in the Spanish club, I'm a thespian. I'm vice president of my class. I'm on the volleyball team.
Carlos Ayala started out in the family connection business. Real estate in Tijuana, fishing boats out of Ensenada. Hydroponic strawberries, then he met up with the Obregon brothers of the Tijuana cartel. Using regression analysis, we made a study of the custom lanes at the border and calculated the odds of his search. The odds are not high, and we found variables to further reduce those odds.
So you pay off customs officials?
Well, you know, in Mexico, law enforcement is an entrepreneurial activity. Not so much in the States. Anyway, we hire drivers with nothing to lose and throw a lot of product at the problem. Some get stopped. Enough get through. It's not difficult. Look, boys, this has worked for years. Okay, and it's going to continue to work for years. NAFTA makes things even more difficult for you because the border is disappearing. Do you realize in the next year or two at the outside, Mexican trucking companies are going to be able to go from the States to Mexico and back again with the same freedom as UPS, DHL, FedEx, you name it. It's going to be fucking free for all.
Were we on Larry King? Or something? Shit. Tell us something we don't know, Eddie.
You guys remind me of those Japanese soldiers left behind on deserted islands who think World War II is still going on. You know that? Let me be the first to tell you, your government surrendered this war a long fucking time ago.
I don't think all this attitude is going to help him any in front of a jury.
It's really bad attitude.
Very bad, really bad.
Been living a life that you kept hidden from your parents for a number of years. What are some of the things they learned about you from your plays?
Rhetoric the quality of rhetoric emanating from therapists and psychologists and psychoanalysts.
I think they learned that 13 years of Catholic education had all gone out the window. You know, it only validated their idea of me as already a fully formed individual. As a, you know, from the womb, I was just so willful. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to talk about these things that in polite company, and specifically in Asian culture, being a rather polite and a culture more focused on the virtues than on the flaws of human beings, that you shouldn't talk about, in, you know. But I was determined to talk about these things.
What are these things? What kind of things?
Homosexuality. My characters are you know, in this book, the narrator is homosexual. Not only that, he perpetrates a scam, or is a willing participant in a scam. And these are not exactly marks of good citizenship.
Have to radically improve, or we are going to have happen to us what happened to genetics in the Soviet Union. We're going to be Lysenkoized. We're going to be made lily white, and all opportunity for exploring this dimension is going to be closed off.
Father wrote that he had a fine house built for us. Wood, he told us proudly. Clapboard. Like the house in Maine. Each day when I came home from school, the house was more desolate. No carpets, no pictures, and a great box where the grand piano had stood in the drawing room. Then we were on the train. For weeks, it seemed to me. Mother was quite ill the whole time with one continuous sick headache. Baby Billy was screaming, and Marjorie, my sister, is always good as gold. I carried Billy, always screaming, up and down the aisles in my 9-year-old arms, read books to Marjorie while he slept, and got wet towels from Mother's forehead. The other passengers were friendly and pitying. We changed trains in Chicago, where there was much rain and smoke. We took a day train to Ann Arbor, Dakota. Prickly plush seats, a horrid smell of coal, soot, and smoke, eating from a cardboard box and sleeping as we could on the hard seats. Gradually, the other passengers left the train, and we were alone in the dark, smelly car, rain slanting silver on the dirty windows. There was a dull little oil lamp which gave almost no light. The conductor came through, swinging a lantern in a dripping rubber coat. Next stop, Andover. Mother gathered things together. We were buttoned into our coats. Baby Billy rolled into a knitted afghan with a large safety pin under his chin. I fixed it myself. The train slowed to a stop, and the sound of the storm grew louder. A huge black rubber individual stamped toward us, shouting, rain slithering in rivulets off his black rubber hat. Hello, M! He was so glad to see us. He swept up Billy into his arms. He was incoherent with joy. I accepted this big stranger instantly as Daddy.
I'll tell you everything.
Yes, I know you will.
Let her go. very bad.
Really bad. Look, Ed, there's only one problem with all this math. You're in here.
Oh, I got greedy, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Decided to bring a little in on my own, and somebody tipped you off. Carl never would have been so stupid.
Although those certainly have important places, we need to have that spiritual component for total healing. And then the third key is this becoming an expression of your soul. In other words, you start to integrate the parts, like the wounded parts of yourself. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, a woman who came to us for the spiritual kinesiology thought she was stupid. Now, a part of herself thought she was stupid, an inner child part. Now, she's a PhD, this person. She's, you know, a very intelligent, accomplished woman. Yet, since she was told as a youngster that she was unintelligent, she went to special ed, she still felt part of herself was stupid. So by connecting with her soul, she transformed that into wholeness and looked at herself very differently after that.
The device that brought it down. The device that brought it down, which we were led to based on the evidence provided by the remote viewers, the pieces of the puzzle that we didn't consider as, you know, as fact, and we didn't consider it as an end-all, be-all sort of piece of information. We used it as evidence that we then used to put together this abductive process of going out and trying to interview and put together other pieces of the puzzle that led us to these conclusions. There was a high-powered microwave weapon being tested by Philips Labs at Brookhaven National Laboratories. And that directed energy weapon was being built in support of the Strategic Defense Initiative. You can't, unless they've extracted it now because of the, I've made this comment several times, so they may have taken it off. But they have a website, and on the website you can actually look at their plan for when they're going to test the weapon, and they were testing the weapon during the time that Flight 800 was brought down. This particular weapon produces 1.4 gigawatts, that's billion watts of power, in a concentrated stream of electrons guided by a self-generated electromagnetic field. Now, that weapon was designed to kill other weaponry using electromagnetic pulse effect, which destroys all analog circuitry. This particular weapon, being built in support of the SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, was targeting the drone Tomahawk missile, which it was supposed to shoot at. It would have killed it with EMP. EMP would have brought it into the water. They would have pulled it out, and of course, then both the Tomahawk manufacturer and the weapons manufacturer of the high-powered microwave weapon both benefit from the analysis, as does the Department of Defense, because they're going to look at how do we harden the missile to protect it against EMP effect. And then, of course, the weapons manufacturer is going to look at the HPM, or directed energy weapon. They're going to look at the DEW and see how do we need to tweak this thing so that it better kills anything that's been hardened. So that was the scenario that was supposed to take place. The missile was fired from the decks of the Normandy. It did climb up. That's why people saw this flame raising up out of the sea. That's why the Kabat photo exists, which went in the analysis looked like a Tomahawk missile on its way down. Indeed, it was. If, as we understand it, if this scenario is true, then the Tomahawk missile was on its way down while Flight 800 was on its way down in flames. Because what? The drone Tomahawk was not struck by the weapon. Flight 800 was struck by the weapon. And here's how we understand what happened. Flight 800 departs, comes in low, slow, and late off into Tango, into rather Flight Corridor Betty, and enters the gun target line. I mean, they could not have repeated this accident if they really tried, I don't think. You have Flight 800 coming in right at the time that the drone Tomahawk is climbing to altitude, and TWA enters the 800, Flight 800 enters the gun target line at precisely the same moment, or very close to it, that the drone Tomahawk is supposed to be engaged by the directed energy weapon from Brookhaven National Labs. The weapon, we are uncertain as to what the targeting mechanism is, whether it was an automated acquire and fire, or whether it was an individual sitting there reading a radar scope and, you know, trying to draw a conclusion about what the target was and thinking he had the right target or she had the right target, pushes the button and fires the directed energy weapon, which strikes TWA Flight 800 on the left side of the aircraft in the area of the main fuel tanks, which it would have done because it is looking for the center of mass of the target. Now, there are all sorts of pieces of information that came out of investigations and investigating and talking to Suffolk County Medical Examiner and agents of that particular agency, people that worked there, ambulance drivers, all people in the area, everything we did. There were several months worth of investigation that went along with this, where we concluded that, based on the information given to us, that there were flight attendants that had pieces of metal that were fused to their backs. This came from the medical examiner's office, and that does not happen from an explosion. I mean, this was tissue fused into metal. That comes from something that produces 1.4 billion watts of power. It caused the explosion in the fuel tanks. If you doubt that, wad up a ball of aluminum foil, put it in your microwave oven, hit 10 seconds, and push start. Okay, it pops and smacks and burns and arcs itself, that's exactly what happened to this aircraft. That's why there is no missile evidence to support the missile theory on the aircraft. There's none. There isn't any. You know, all they can say is, look, this explosion occurred, and so now they're trying to bring it into a wiring harness. When any C-747 pilot or engineer you talk to will say to you, it's never happened before, and that's the fact that they're claiming it may have happened, and that a quote may have happened, does not significantly establish for me the fact that it did. And so this explosion took place because of 1.4 gigawatts of power being fired from this weapon.
He swept up Billy into his arms. He was incoherent with joy. I accepted this big stranger instantly as Daddy.
Information was placed in the crystal and wire matrix. Nothing more was necessary. Then they said time to return to Earth. I panicked. I remembered suddenly my daughter. I hadn't seen her. They told me she was okay. Then they said they were sorry, but they didn't say why. And then there was this great feeling of love. We moved to the exit place. They said my name again several times and something about my soul lineage. I was reluctant to go. Next thing I knew, I was back in the car. I found myself hanging out of the window, gasping for air. I had been crying and covered with sweat. My daughter was in the back seat crying. She told me never to touch her again, that she knew who I was and she hated me.
Oh my goodness.
That's just the beginning of this extraordinary journey.
Drinking. I can show them that if people who drink milk have a much higher incidence of developing cataracts in their eyes, I can show them all of this.
They don't want to see it.
Well, that's right. They don't want to see it because it scares them, because if they believe this, then they're going to have to start doing something different in their practice.
In their lives as well.
Out of Newton. WZBC. Not really WZBC, just a electrical recreation of events and happenings here at ZBC. But look, that's the convention. It's what everybody's used to. And besides, it's all I got here to do this with. Just go on about your business, you won't know the difference.
You
not if he says he's dying. He don't get out, and nobody, but nobody gets in.
Yes, sir.
Why? First, we don't know who he is. Second, we don't know what he is. And third, we do know who sent him. I need an emergency team down here as fast as possible. A man who knows about making mechanical devices. I want a surveillance device expert, a psychologist. I want these key men tonight or tomorrow morning. I want the authorizations now so there'll be no red tape.
Sean, you may be wrong. We can't treat him as though he was something.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't risk moving him. I got him over here and into a cell. God only knows what he's after or what he can do.
Did Martino come over tonight or didn't he?
I don't know.
We knew he was going to be different.
I was never told that Azarin was running the show. They told me Sturmer, but Azarin. How could something like that escape your intelligence, General?
Well, who is Azarin?
Among other things, Mr. Haller, Colonel Azarin is the man who trains their spies, the best they've got. That's what makes the difference.
We know exactly what happened, Mr. Haller.
Have you ever heard of plastic surgery? I've seen guys with their faces blown off, put back together so you didn't want to throw up every time you saw them. Maybe they couldn't smile, but they looked human, and that doesn't. Finch, you felt his arm. Tell the general how it felt.
Sir, that's not an artificial limb. That's permanent. It's hard like metal all the way up to the shoulder.
The whole damn thing is hard like metal. It doesn't look like him. It doesn't feel like him. It bears no resemblance to Lucas Martino.
What do you suggest?
Bring in my experts. Cybernetics, prosthetics, limb surgery, servodynamics, even metal fatigue. Azarin may have put him together. Now we've got to take him apart.
If he wasn't Martino, he would never have mentioned Azarin.
No. Azarin would expect us to know he was involved. It's our fault that we didn't.
And who was responsible for that phone call to the police?
Candace Young. My sister's therapist. My sister Rachel's psychologist called and said that Rachel had told her that we were going to make Jesse a human sacrifice on or before his birthday. I think it's amazing that a therapist who'd never met us or seen our children or had any contact with us at all could start this big ball rolling.
Okay.
I felt so mainstream.
Do you have favorite sermons from when you... Sermons that really stuck with you for their... Either for being moving or for being absurd?
Favorite is not a word I would think of. sermons, no, not so much. But I like to see how these days churches put out... They advertise their sermons on the marquee with these ludicrous kind of catchy things. And you can tell sometimes the pastors think they're real funny, you know? And so I was trying to do a joke on that. You know, capital punishment and you, I think, is the sermon in the church I'm doing.
But nonetheless, I talk about, I deal with the ramifications of having a character who's unsavory, and I don't blanch from it. And so these are, you know, they like the fact that I'm successful, but they don't like what it is that I write about. And so there is a contradiction, a paradox there that they haven't quite come to grips with or assimilated into themselves.
Here's what I'm wondering. You speak in what strikes me as a fairly formal, very analytical, kind of intellectual way. It's hard for me to imagine you speaking in the voice that you're speaking now. when you were a teenager and hanging out with hustlers in New York and L.A.
It's my writing voice. I call it my writing voice. It's the voice in my head. The way I speak now. I call it my writing voice. It's the voice in my head when I write, when I look at things and analyze things and phrase things. It's my prose voice. It's my prose voice as opposed to my dialogue voice. Dialogue voice that I use is looser. That's the voice I use in playwriting. It's looser. It's more prone to malapropisms because characters do not speak in well-turned-out sentences.
How we turn it around, I am not a prophet, so from that point of view, we have run out of gas.
New York City, for Gore Vidal, the book is Empire. Hello.
Oh, wow, I have my phone on in the other room.
Yeah. All right, well, you got to turn it down.
And wait?
Well, hurry up. We are waiting for this lady to go turn it down.
Can I just ask you a very simple question that I've never heard you answer before? Do you really want to be president?
Find new freedom when they relocate abroad. Take Henry Miller. Have you read his trilogy? Lexis, Nexus, and Texas?
No.
You haven't read that?
No.
You're missing something.
Those people out there who are acting like terrible, rotten people and saying, well, it's because people treated me bad in previous lives. That's hooey. Most often it's hooey. Maybe a rare occasion. But it usually doesn't flip-flop either or. It usually follows its pattern.
I had to write some sort of document to overcome any talk that this relative might have had some Jewish blood. And he married her somewhat to the dismay of his parents. The family was Roman Catholic, and she was a Lutheran, which did not sit well with the family.
Who could suspect then that the handsome groom whose non-Aryan good looks were marred only slightly by the gap in his upper front teeth would one day become the most sought-after Nazi of all time?
Their ways? Well, no, not exactly. They're both. Well, what I actually meant to say was, Newtonian space is in for serious revision. Turns out that these particles aren't even particles.
By history in general. I'm going to stop now because I know this is a very... I'm amazed at your self-discipline so far that you haven't interrupted me, and which I welcome, actually. restrain yourself, and now the restraints are off. So I'd like you to speak.
For instance, let's look at e-books. There's a tremendous amount of hype about e-books. You can hardly avoid it. I took a flight in Brazil, and in the in-flight magazine, there was an article saying that maybe it would take 10 or 20 years before we all switch to e-books. Now, clearly, this kind of campaign comes from somebody paying for it. Now, why are they doing that? I think I know. The reason is that e-books are the opportunity to take away some of the residual freedoms that readers of printed books have always had and still have.
Still out of Newton. I'm keeping an eye on it. It is a municipality, however, and currently I don't have the ability to translate all of the documents across the membrane. So because of this temporary asymmetrical backup, certain adjustments in tangentially related sectors, vectors, will have to adjust themselves by themselves. I believe that's going on now. .3 FM. It's a frequency. If we're still on the air. Now, out of the Tower of Chaos here in Newton, like I said earlier, in case you forgot. New Metaphysics. Gary Geiserman enmeshed. I do, however, remember that fact, and that's the all the difference. The difference that that makes. I have my bearings. Now, I would have said something tonight about the modern phenomenon post-frozen food going on now. But due to possible mismanagement of border crossings and interface spaces, I think that's already been said.
Freedoms, the freedom, for instance, to lend a book to your friend, or borrow it from the public library, or sell a copy to a used bookstore.
That's what came over. We meant to be Lucas Martino, but it could be anything.
What happened to him?
A car crash when he was in Brunswick for a conference. That's the border. I guess he wanted to see it. A lot of people, tourists, visitors often do. He was with a colleague, Dr. Newman, and one of our security men. They had a German driver. When we got there, we found what was left of the others. That's the wreckage. If our metal man is Martino, I guess you can say he was lucky. If they hadn't gotten there as fast as they had, he certainly would have died. Finch.
We made contact with them as soon as it happened. They told us that Martino was still alive. They gave us a complete detailed account of his injuries. However, they said that nobody could visit him, that we just have to take their word for what was going on. Now, that is 6 months ago. Then, about a week ago, they made contact with us and say he's okay. We can have him back again.
And then they gave us that.
Head, or in this case, we need to go to the sync point that's there. So let's audition those two sound effects and see how they look against picture. Now, with the speed of editing that we can achieve from Pro Control, it allows us to try out ideas very quickly. For instance, the director has asked us to create an atmosphere loop over a certain section of the commercial. So to do this, all we do is simply choose a small loop out of the sound effect that we want, copy it to the clipboard, and then we're going to shrink down those two tracks and leave them up the top. We then need to create a new stereo track, and then we're going to select across that stereo track for the length of this final scene. It's actually where the coin rolls into the new style bank, which finishes roughly at the end of that street. So we can see that selection on screen. All we have to do now is hit fill paste. It automatically loops the sound effect that we've got off the clipboard, and then applies crossfades between each of those regions.
You know what? I did read Tropic of Cancer. Mm-hmm. Just parts of it, though, because I had to sneak it off my parents' shelf, you know? But his descriptions are pretty vivid, I'd say.
In one of the novels, I don't recall which, he describes an erection as a piece of lead with wings on it.
I didn't read that part.
Of course not. You're not allowed. Your parents don't want you to achieve adulthood. That's natural. They know the pitfalls of adulthood. All that freedom, they know it only too well. Temptation to stray, deflecting their guilt and anger onto you for a crime that's not even a crime, for smoking that.
Wait a second. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
Where do you think I'm from?
However, in prose, I found out that even though this novel is purportedly narrated in the first person, I just had a lower tolerance for misusage of words and for imperfect phrasings and for, you know, kind of slippery writing. And so that's sort of the voice that I now have. I don't know if that's for better or worse, but when I just speak, you know, people, it's, you know, I just use my regular voice. It's not, I'm not even conscious of adopting a voice. It's just, you know, it comes naturally to me now when I write prose. That's sort of, it's the voice that that gets in my head when I read a lot of books and when I'm writing.
Stone.
I sat on my pipe, but no matter. For I perceive that hidden behind this seemingly unrelated sequence of events, there lurks a singular, sinister attitude of mind.
Whose?
Mine!
Oh!
Every planetary mass throughout the universe, and that is the carrier, that's the conduit to send matter through. Is inductively coupled everywhere in space.
that there are ways that we can deal with this, that will make our relationship with ourselves a beauty, a piece, a thing of beauty, and that will give us energy and will be able to help us to be appropriate in a very real kind of way.
We used to have we kind of have like a mental checklist. Like when you go into a system, first you obviously you rate its importance. You check out, you know, who owns the computer, what that company does. Then you go check, what other companies are related to this company, and how could this, you know, computer, you know, what's up with this computer? And then like you might find out what other computers that this computer is connected to. And then you might go through the system and find stuff out. Now, if the system was something that I had never messed with before, obviously I'm not gonna really, I never like damage the system, but like there was two type of systems. Some of them you would just look at everything, and other ones you would just use to actually program, you know, cause a lot of times I would program stuff when them, you know, because I didn't have access to like, you know, expensive $1 million mainframes,
mm-hmm.
like a Cray or something like that. So, you know, I'd have to like borrow time to learn how to use them and program them, you know, maybe run a little program in the background who's gonna mind, you know, and, you know. And stuff like that. So it was definitely, you know, but there was other computers that we pretty much just looked at, absorbed the information that was in it, you know, just for curiosity's sake, and then just pretty much left it alone.
Can I see a medical report?
I think you have it. That's page 5 in your brief.
There is a point at which it's futile to try to repair the damage. It's easier to start again, building up something quite new.
There are a number of possibilities. One, that's not Martino, but a ringer. Two, he's capable of sending back information on anything he sees if we let him back to work on the Neptune project. And three, it is Martino, but he's been completely brainwashed. Any of these, he's dangerous.
It is also possible that is Martino.
If I was Azarin and I had Dr. Lucas Martino in my hands, I wouldn't let him back, not in a million years.
Portrayed Diana as?
Well, they accept it. They haven't found any errors in things which they could check, and I guess as a result, they feel that my account of what happened to her politically is accurate. It's very upsetting to them, of course. They didn't really know too much about what Diana's politics were. They used to talk politics, but talking politics and taking the kinds of actions she was taking and on the verge of taking are two quite different things. For example, when she was arrested in Chicago after this street fighting demonstration, they were astonished. They had no idea that she was actually fighting the police. I mean, this struck them with absolute horror. That, you know, their daughter was out there literally attacking policemen. First of all, it's crazy.
And when her father brought her back that night, we might add, too, they were all members of the Chicago Social Register and so forth, and the best families of the town. She was carrying a nightgown and a toothbrush and a brown bag.
Well,
it wasn't even a nightgown or something else.
Well, I'm told it was a nightie. Well, what it actually was, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't a frilly nightgown.
I don't think it was either. But what it was, I can't answer. Although it's curious, she had certain kind of patrician tastes right up till the end. She liked caviar and liver pate and
palms
like
of
that.
Something. You
hearts of palms.
Hearts of palms.
Right, right. Palm hearts. Things like that. I imagine that she might very well have indulged herself with a frilly nightgown, even when she was engaged in radical politics.
Yeah.
54,000 here.
And it's very important.
It's very important.
Half of the benefits
of these for these 54,000
go to
less than 60% So over half the benefit of that bill is
buy a copy anonymously without putting a record in the database of who bought that particular book, and maybe even the right to read it twice. These are freedoms that the publishers would like to take away, but they can't do this for printed books, because that would be too obvious a power grab and would raise an outcry. So they have found an indirect strategy. First, they obtain the legislation to take away these freedoms for e-books when there are no e-books. So there's no controversy. There are no pre-existing users of e-books who are accustomed to their freedoms and will defend them. That they obtained with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act in 1998. Then introduce e-books and gradually get everybody to switch from printed books to e-books. And eventually the result is readers have lost these freedoms without ever having an instant when those freedoms were being taken away and when they might fight back to retain them. Away and when they might fight back to retain them.
And what is dawning on us is that much of this destruction, this terrible internecine fighting, was conducted within our civilization. And as we face devils and some real and some imaginary outside this civilization, we feel the full force of the question, how did we do this to ourselves? Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the things you're saying in your book, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Tuchman.
And that's why I always get so irritated. I shouldn't ever get irritated at all my nice reviewers, but the people who say, you know, how stupid everybody was. How stupid the generals were, and what a stupid war it was, and how, you know, unnecessary or imbecile, if you'll excuse my commenting on one of your colleagues, one Mr. Dangerfield, who talked about the imbecility of World War I. Well, I think this is rather shallow thinking. Wars have, as Mr. Dos Passos said, been with humanity for a long time. And you might just as well say the War of Rome and Carthage was stupid and imbecile, but if Carthage had won, it would have changed the course of entire history. We would have been different people.
But of course, yes. That kind of talk, which perhaps I agree with them, nevertheless does take away from this war something that perhaps led to the numbing of our civilization. This carnage on a large scale made possible by the weapons may have created a moral numbness which made possible a lot of other things.
I want to have sex and then do a hit right as we're both coming.
Okay.
Are you taking existing stock that exists on video and film and converting it, or are you talking about going out and shooting original stock?
We are shooting original stock, but we also have some producers who have been in the traditional market who are ready to jump ship and try out our market, and so they've given us some of their stock too. So we have a mixture of both, original and products coming from other producers.
Soon. They're very pleased that we saved his life, but now they're most anxious to relieve us of the burden. The only justification for keeping him is that we have to save his life. We must give him back at the end. If he dies, it'll be most embarrassing. We are not to cause his death.
I need him alive. I need to question him. They must be warned that when he's returned, they will not recognize him.
So long as the man we send back is alive, what he looks like doesn't matter.
What is the longest I have?
Well, I call them off for 6 months, perhaps 7.
In 6 months, you can see a real man again. You have 2 months, Doctor. 2 months. In 2 months, he will function, but that's about all. 2 months, Doctor.
Bird charts the course. He discusses with the pilot the dangerous, difficult trip still ahead of them.
Vulcan, take a look at this map. Now, near as I can figure, we're about here. 5 miles or so dead ahead of us, I guess about here, there's a large mountain pass. If we can find that pass and fly through it, we might avoid meeting something too high for the ship to climb over.
Question that I've never heard you answer before. Do you really want to be president?
The situation in Washington is so bad, the answer is yes.
Well, good evening out there. How's everybody doing? Hope you're well.
total reward of $3.4 million placed on his head for crimes against humanity.
Ada Newton, of course. In Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, the WZBC, giving away prizes every 15 minutes. The eighth person I call could be a winner. GaryG4@Mac.com. Call me. If you're lonely at night, need an extra hand in the dark, GaryG4@Mac.com, MAC.com, GaryYG4@Mac.com, GaryG4@Mac.com. A helping hand in the darkness. Late night of the soul crossing the great water. Flying in uncharted spaces. Possibly faster than the heat body. Ninth chakra can follow, which of course is impossible. But we live in a great landmass of ours today where people, as might nostalgically be reflected upon later, could be described as having the quirky, perhaps kinky, belief that a world existed around them, separate from their creativity and empowerment. An objective world there before they got there, and to be there after their departure. And other quaint, hopefully at that time poetic, conjectures. A time riddled with foolishly asserted statements. Arbitrarily cast upon the imaginary waters of their worlds, and all the 1 in 10,000 concomitant supportive refractions of same at that time. WZBC.org. Stream them if you got them. Tape them, use them, copy them, sell them in Sumatra. Whatever. Do as you please. Back in that time, reflected upon here and now, as direct communication loops are established and anchor back in that time. Independent of the exact frequency of the seeming manifestation in physicality, it was a kinky time of metaphysical beliefs. Adapting, developing, distributing, and redistributing supportive and environmental anchoring beliefs stemming from an erroneous core belief phased through the matrix of the four supportive secondary core beliefs. All too familiar now upon nostalgic reflection, redundantly stated, not enough. Interacting with us now here as some amongst that populace reached, strove out for a future time when this had been transcended. Thus, to help effect little t transcendence then. And of course, we get to change and have fun and do what we do.
Obligatory military training with his elite SS group in the Tyrolean Alps for several months, and then returned to research in Frankfurt, where he and Irena lived in a handsome house near the Main River. The attractive couple were often seen strolling together and enjoying their city and the feelings they shared.
Fly through it if you can find it. With all these blasted clods, I can't make head or tail of
the pass. There it is, Balkan, off to the left.
I can't. Oh, yeah, I see it now. Flying through that thing would be a breeze on a clear day, but, well, here goes nothing.
How's she handling now, Balkan?
Worse than she did upstairs, Commander. 60 below was bad enough, but with all these clouds down here at 8,000, her wings are sure icing up in a hurry.
Got you worried?
Just a little. This mountain pass is so narrow, I can't see how anyone could fly a kite through here, much less an airplane.
Well, you're doing it, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't know how.
Take a shower, man. You smell. Who is it?
The mafia. Get us breakfast.
Come in.
So who's this going to?
Over here.
Ooh. Fuck off. Relax, Eddie.
Yeah, where's the love gone, man? Goodbye.
You're gonna be testifying for about 10 days. You know, we could just decide to stop feeding your ass.
You expect me to be grateful for spending the rest of my life looking over my shoulder?
Wow, that's heavy, Eddie.
Can't you for one second imagine that none of this had happened and my drugs had gone through? What would be the harm? Huh? What would be the harm? A few people get high who are getting high anyway. Your partner's still alive. We don't have to have breakfast together. Don't you see this means nothing? Your whole life is pointless.
You're really breaking my heart, man.
The worst part about you, Monty.
Monty?
The worst part about you, Monty, is you realize the futility of what you're doing and you do it anyway. Wish you could see how transparent you are. This food tastes like shit.
So take your stank ass and go get a shower already.
Let me tell you something. You only got to me because you were tipped off by the Juarez cartel who's trying to break into Tijuana. You are helping them. Uh-huh. So remember, you work for a drug dealer too, Monty. Fuck me.
Who is it? Okay, 1 second.
Get the fuck out! Hey, get the fuck out!
I'm on your side! What the fuck?
Call them.
Palms up. Spread your damn hands out. Palms up.
Shit. Eddie! Hold on. Oh, shit! Hurry up with that ambulance! Hold on.
The head and body are made of a light metal alloy. It is rigid where the cranium used to be so as to protect the brain. Other parts move with the elasticity of ordinary skin. The original right arm is integrated with the torso. It retains full power through electronic links to the central nervous system. Its strength is the same as the artificial left arm. Respiration and blood circulation are by a central pump situated in the lung cavity, replacing the heart. This pump is powered with a nuclear pacemaker centrally located. Its beat is constant, doesn't vary under any circumstances.
My name is Lucas Martino. I'm the supervisor of the Neptune Project in Florida.
The larynx is human, but due to grafting, doesn't appear to be entirely Martino's. As a result, his voice doesn't correspond to Martino's, although its pattern is similar. The taste buds have been grouped above the larynx and enable him to enjoy food and drink normally. Have been replaced with grills in the traditional position. These give nearly perfect hearing over considerable distances. They're a little limited in identifying the direction that the sound sources. The eyes appear to be Martino's. It's impossible to be certain because no retinal readings were taken before the accident. They have 20/20 vision. God knows what it was like when he opened them for the first time.
Can you hear me, Doctor? I want you to concentrate. You've been in an accident. You have been quite badly hurt. But you're better now. I want you to try to open your eyes. Will you do that for me, please? Just open your eyes.
Maybe every once in a while, we might tamper with something, and that would be to just, like, make sure we could always log in, and that would, like, be, you know, modify whatever, you know, modify it in a way that, you know, was invisible to all the users, so it wouldn't affect them in any way, but allowed us access always. And I'm sure that there's, like, you know, I'm sure there's, like, at least, like, 5,000 systems out there that probably are still, like, got those, back doors in them, unfortunately.
Would you ever leave your mark just so people would know that you'd been there?
I personally never have done that, but I remember a couple of times we set up like parasite bulletin boards sometimes on them, and they were basically like enclaves where, you know, it was like enclaves where people, you know, hackers would just get on there and stuff, and, you know, talk and chat and stuff on, you know, on somebody else's computer. And the reason they would, you know, and it would just be cool because it'd be like such an accomplishment that you could do it. And, you know, sometimes we would, like, you know, break into like computers like here in the USA, and then maybe another one in England, and then maybe another one in South Africa, and then like network them, like practice networking them and have like a network BBS from across the world and stuff like that, all on other people's computers.
It, being oppressed long enough to some point to say, this is ridiculous. I'm going to throw this out, either repair it or get rid of it. Either repair it or get rid of it. So often we hear people say, I'm in this horrible relationship, but I'm afraid to leave it because I might have to do it again. Either repair it or get rid of it is how you clean up karma. Doesn't mean every relationship has to work. It means you have to wake up to realize some do and some don't. And maybe the karma here is to realize this isn't the relationship, and so stop trying to make it work. Walk away. So to that end, in that sense, it's either repair it or get rid of it. In that sense, the karma can vary, but these are the life lessons around karma. And the last category are what we call the gifts from the goddess. A whole grouping of lessons. These are sometimes the most difficult because they're gifts. Life is a gift, and yours is to learn to receive. That's the hardest thing, as many of you are discovering now. And this category has all kinds of gifts, all kinds of lessons. So what happens here, you see, it's not just you have one kind of a grouping of lessons. You have all kinds. You may have in your terrain of life, in this, here's this group that is your focuses. And over here may be this that is your matrices, both dark and light interwoven. And you may also have wonderful issues around this magnet, three magnets so far, this magnet of success. And this may be indeed a wonderful, wonderful magnet over here that is dealing with, that overlaps some of this, that may deal with, you know, who you are, yourself. And certainly so, there may be that magnet that is your spirituality, and that discovery of your spirituality. And certainly there may be that of your karma. And then there's that which is the gifts from the goddess. And these magnets are scattered over your terrain. And they gather certain life lessons, lessons of life. There are many lessons. This may have a bunch of them attracted to them. This may have a few or more or whatever. This one may have, depending upon what you're doing in this lifetime. And then this. And they have these like little iron filings. Thousands of potential lessons about each of them. And it's more as though you have these magnets and then you throw this cloth over the top of them. And these magnets keep moving. Some of them create valleys. Some of them create peaks and they keep moving. They keep vibrating. They keep changing. There are times that you're moving in your life, you're moving through your life, and all of a sudden your focuses are all that you can see, all that you're working with, having fun, learning about it, bumping into it, banging into it, refusing to do it, getting knocked down, pick up. It seems like you're bumping into this, and then all of a sudden it's fine, and you move along here, and you fall into this trench, and you're in this trench of the matrices, and you climb back out, and this sort of thing, and you come across and walk across it fine. Oops, not there, I gotta go over here. Karma, yeah, to play around there. Someone here, and you wander around here. And the change, sometimes indeed, it's very smooth. Success and issues of success, oh, it makes so much sense, it's very smooth. And next month, next year, it's all of a sudden a very craggy terrain all of a sudden, because that's what's there. It has moved. It has moved. And in that sense, as you see and sense these magnets as under the cloth, moving and changing and shifting, and this is the terrain that you're crossing. This is what's happening in the life. Stretching out, coming together, lifting here, falling there and moving of that nature as these magnets change, rising and falling, falling and rising. But there is somewhere here or here and over here and within here, there is a particular lesson that is linked, that there is a thread that connects them all. That's the life lesson. In that undulating sea of many lessons, in that sweeping panorama within the fluctuation, there is a thread. And if you can hook it, if you can catch that thread, then you can begin to pull it. And it unravels all of this. So that you learn the lessons readily and easily, so that you can remove, in a sense, the cover, to see what's in the drawer, to see what's under the carpet, to see what your focus is, and yourself, and your success, and the gifts, and your karma, and even the matrices, and your spirituality is really all about. If you can catch that thread and pull it. And where can you find that thread? Well, do you have to? There are several places to look, and even that varies with each of you. You each have a particular place. It's everywhere, certainly so. It's threaded throughout every lesson. It is at the root of everything that goes wrong. It is the source of your imprisonment. It is the source of your contradiction and love, intimacy, and caring, as well as the congruence of love, intimacy, and caring. It is the source of your greatest freedom and liberty. It is at the root of all your success. It is the thread of your realness. It's everywhere. But how do you find it? I've looked and looked. That's right, but there's certain areas, certain arenas where it is found more readily for some of you. Now, one of those, for some of you, may be in this very flux. For some of you, the best place to look is in the flux, the ebb and flow, the wax and wane of these many lessons. Looking for that common denominator, looking for the one that pokes its head up in each of those seven categories for me. The one lesson, the singular lesson that keeps, no matter what I do, never going away. For some of you it is look in the flux. For others of you, a second area to look is across the bridge of belief, guided by the exceptional self. For surely they know what your life lesson is, and they can show you its many faces, revealing its many stages, teaching you how to work with it differently, to get it to serve you. Well, I didn't do that workshop, but that's okay. There's another, and that is the conscious pools of power that we've talked of frequently. The gifts, the strengths, the personality drive itself. For some of you, it is the personality drive that is going to be revealing that lesson far more clearly than any other source, though the others could. That's a third category. A fourth category is in the underworld itself. Certainly for some of you to enter the underworld, that sliver of consciousness that is conscious as the unconscious becomes conscious before it manifests. Some by walking the ribbon of road and bringing your counselor, always bring your counselor, always, 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 or your higher self who know the ropes. There to be revealed. For some of you, you could wander that road forever and you wouldn't reveal it to yourself. That will work for some better than others. That may be where you're supposed to look. Another is within crisis, or within the doldrums, or within the inertia. Or now, hopefully, as many of you have worked with peak experience, you can find it within your peak experiences. But you see, this is often an area overlooked. First of all, because many have lost the right to peak experience, as we have talked and will talk again. But even crisis is seen as something bad and wrong. Because you see, spirituality has been stripped away. Religion, fine. Spirituality, no. And therefore, crisis is only seen as something bad and wrong, as something you have to stop. And if you can't stop it, go get a drug. Take some Prozac if you're in crisis. Take some Halcyon, even though it doesn't work. But for God's sakes, don't stay in crisis. Don't learn anything while you're there, for goodness sakes. Because spirituality has been stripped away.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, because of the sudden death of Eduardo Ruiz, the people have determined that we cannot continue our case against Carl Ayala.
Voice that you've been using during this interview, what you think of as your writing voice?
Yeah, it's my book voice, because I'm in the middle of writing something right now, and so I tend to be analytical, and it's almost as if I'm thinking of the phrase before I say it, you know, editing myself beforehand. And so now I find myself, because of my experience editing, being a little bit more careful when I speak, because I realize that, you know, it's committed to, you know, to tape, to the page, and so now I have to be more wary and careful. So I don't know that that's necessarily a good thing, because it's nice to make room for you know, idiomatic poetry, or for the casual sort of unintended insights. But
well, you don't want to go through life too self-conscious.
Exactly.
All these clouds, I might as well be blind as a bat. Mountain peaks on either side of us, and I can't even see one of them.
Yeah. Hi. So I got a copy of his speech. It's fantastic. So, Robert, my genuine thanks. You're my choice, you're going to be great. The president's sorry he hasn't been able to spend more time with you. After the press conference, he wants to really sit down. Oh, and I got to the post, too. Don't worry about that thing with your daughter. It's not news. They're willing to treat it as a family matter, personal matter. Anyway, if it came out, we could turn it into a qualification. I have been in the trenches of the drug war. I've seen the face of the enemy, etc., etc.
A sterling reputation and close friend of the president. Recently confirmed into the Office of National Drug Control Policy, our new drug czar, Robert Pyle. Hudson, Wakefield.
The war on drugs is a war that we have to win, and a war that we can win. We have to win this war to save our country's most precious resource, our children. 68 million children have been targeted by those who perpetrate this war. And protecting these children must be priority number one. There has been progress and there has been failure. But where we have fallen short, I see not a problem. I see an opportunity. An opportunity to correct the mistakes of the past while laying a foundation for the future. This takes not only new ideas, but perseverance. This takes not only resources, but courage. This takes not only government, but families. I've laid out it. I have laid out a 10-point plan that I can't do this. If there is a war on drugs, then many of our family members are the enemy. And I don't know how you wage war on your own family.
On the good days, I feel like I get it. Like, it all makes sense. I can stay in the moment. I don't have to control everything in the future. And I believe everything is going to work out fine. On the bad days, I just want to grab the phone and start dialing numbers. I want to pull my hair and run through the streets screaming. But thanks to the people I've met in these rooms, like Margaret and Jim and Sarah, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna make it through today.
Would you like to share?
my name is Robert, and my wife, Barbara, and I are here to support our daughter, Caroline. And we're here to listen.